The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. It's finally here. Episode 10, Season 3 of Total Divas, the mid-season finale, and oh my God, the drama.
I'm so excited for all the drama that I'm like, aw, it's we gotta wait till January for more episodes.
Yeah, but I think we're gonna get our fill of drama, and I think we're gonna get plenty to talk about tonight, so you know what, we're not going to waste any time, we're going to jump into it, but before we do, because we are going to waste a little time, because you know, it's us, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to have all the drama of episode 10, the mid-season finale of Total Divas. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jarvis! It's James the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins got a piece of salt to Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
So we are back. We're getting a recap of the whole season. We're finding out what's going on, including all the stuff with Eva Marie and her dad. And, of course, you know, the Natty TJ drama. How can we possibly forget about that? And, well, so much more. Like, just the awkward stares on that is tremendous. And then how can we forget Nikki and John?
You can't forget about Nikki and John.
You can't. They were united in the beginning of the season. Are they going to get torn apart tonight? We'll have to see. But we're in Portland with Nikki and John.
And Natty and Brie, and John has a fancy bag. He bought new pants or something.
He bought her Louboutins.
Ah, bought her stuff.
Yes.
Primo shirts. The valet. Hey, it's a Sheamus. And it was a Roman.
And a Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And a Fandango.
Fandango's. What's going on with TJ? Well, Natty, you have a reputation for being professional, but you were the one unprofessional last week.
I was going to say, when you get into it with your husband at the show, everybody's going to kind of find out.
And she's blaming it on TJ. No, it's not, Natty. All your stuff's not fine. You're causing drama. And now she tells Nikki that she saw a divorce attorney.
Nikki's like, holy shit.
And now Natty's crying. Apparently you're not allowed to show emotion. Ooh. Natty says TJ's not in love with her.
Damn.
Nikki's like, what did marriage do to them? Natty.
Okay then!
Apparently she can do a back handspring with no underwear on right now.
Well, that skirt's tight enough to tell. She ain't got no underwear on, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Hey, it's Paige. WWE Diva Paige.
The latest addition to Total Divas.
Mm-hmm. And she's facing Natty. Natty prides herself on being a professional. She likes to put on a performance.
I'm gonna let that one go.
Because you're a professional.
Yep. Well, I mean, she has a certain point. It's, you're there to work. You're there to do your job. And sometimes you just have to put everything aside and leave it at the door and go in and do your job.
Oh, yeah.
And Paige wins.
Woohoo.
And now we're in L.A. with Eva and Jonathan.
They're getting fitted for their wedding. The big day is coming up. Holy boobage. She's going for a sleek and sexy and a lot of boobs hanging out all over the place.
And is Jonathan in a suit? Significantly less boobage.
Yeah. Less boobage.
He has three suit changes? Who has three suit changes?
Apparently Jonathan. Apparently there's only one diva in this house and it's her. But now we're in season.
I don't know. He's giving you a run for his money.
Now we're at John and Nicole's beach house. John did the laundry and he folded panties.
She's teaching him how to fold a thong.
He's like, that's kind of what I did. That's how I folded it. Now that Nicole's bringing up the Natty situation to John about getting divorced and stuff.
Oh, this is an uncomfortable situation for John. Oh.
Look at his face. Nikki's like, I'd rather be together happily than, you know. Yeah. John's uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's like, well.
Nikki's like, a piece of paper might not make me happy. Apparently he's seen it's going to be tackled in 2 minutes. And apparently Nikki's faster than him. Wow, we're playing tic-tac-toe. Really?
And he even kicks out at two, a tic-tac-toe.
Uh-huh. John Cena's masters everything, including tic-tac-toe. he's very excited.
Wow. And now we're working out.
Yes, yes, we are with Eva. Well, sort of working out. She's taking it's a photo shoot. She's the first WWE diva to be on Muscle and Fitness Hers cover. Natty's here to lead some moral support.
Wow, Natty is trying to change her table placement right now.
Natty doesn't want to sit with TJ at the wedding.
Really, Natty? You can't suck it up for one night? Like, 2 hours?
Okay. As far as weddings go, you sit at a table, then you can get up. You don't have to be at the table forever.
Wow, she's there for moral support, and then, like, you know, yeah, runs off.
Yeah. A random fan runs up to the Bella Twins. Daniel Bryan ignored. Wow. Explain what just happened.
They're talking about girl stuff.
Nikki has the brief for a tampon. Oh, God. Apparently, Nikki hides her birth certificate under her sex toys. Wow.
She's technically basically married.
Nikki's like, Brie's like, you know you want to get married. And Nikki's like, if it happens, it happens, but it's not. Apparently, she's very happy, and, you know, Brie's amazed by what's happening. Brie's like, you've given up. No, Nikki's like, I've changed.
Thank you, Brian. You're so helpful. Oh, Daniel Bryan, you need your own show.
Uh-huh.
Bree's pissed.
Bree's like, how many things will you sacrifice for this man? Bree's not happy.
Jesus Christ! Okay. Alright. We're going to be talking about this multiple times, because we're going to get into the Bella drama later. Trust me, there's going to be more there. Natty, honey, I know you and TJ are having problems, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta put your big girl panties on, and you just gotta do things, and you can sit next to your husband for an hour, and it won't kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, I get you guys are having problems, I get it, it's awkward, but you know what, it's not your day.
Nope.
I mean, it's really kind of crappy that you're walking up to her like a week before her wedding and being like, so yeah, hey, by the way, my husband and I are, you know, we're kind of like at each other's throats. Could you know, maybe move me? Like, it would have been easier for you to be like, oh, hey, you know, something's come up. I'm sorry. It's an emergency and I'm not going to be able to come to the wedding. Like, that would have been easier for you to say than, oh, hey, by the way, can you change your entire plan because I can't sit next to my husband? Like... Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, and she admitted it was rude. And it was a little rude. It's like, come on. You can sit next to him. Nobody's gonna make you talk to him. Nobody's gonna make you be social with him. It's like, once you get through the dinner portion of the, you know, things, you can move forward. Or you both can call a truce for one night and be, you know, actually be cordial to each other.
No, that can't happen, no.
I mean, it's like, you know, sometimes you gotta be an adult about these types of things, and you just gotta do it, whether you want to or not. Guess what, we all have to step up, and we all have to do our share, and you know what? Just suck it up for one night.
Mm-hmm.
It's Eva's day. You know?
Don't make it about you.
Don't make it about you. It's not your wedding. Because I love how she's like, I'm here for moral support. And also to, you know, ask her to completely change her wedding plans.
A week beforehand, yeah.
Yeah, a week beforehand. Because, you know, she's not already stressed enough. Just pointing that out. But, yeah. And John Cena even kicks out of 2 during tic-tac-toe. And Dan O'Brien is amazing.
Yeah, pretty much. That sums it up right there.
I'm trying to think of if anything else happened in that first half, and it's...
We're going to get into the Bellas later, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to hold off on talking about the Bellas, because, yeah, we are going to get into the Bellas, because there's going to be plenty more drama with the Bellas. So, as we come back from break, we are still in California.
With Brian and Bray.
And we're meeting the family.
Apparently, her brother took a naked selfie in the mirror for,
Why would you say that in front of your parents?
Speaking of naked selfies, where's Nicole?
At the same restaurant.
Was it the same restaurant?
It's the same restaurant.
Different
day. Pointing that out. I recognize the chairs and the mason jar glasses. It's the same place.
Apparently, it's a hot spot in L.A. for tea. Apparently, they're bringing up the fact that Nikki could be resentful, and the mom's like, you don't know, she might not be. The mom is very level-headed, and Bree's like, she shouldn't give up what she wants.
Basically, like, the mom and Lauren and Daniel are like, yeah, just let it go, and Bree and the brother want to step in.
Yeah. Mom's like,
yeah, basically they're trying to decide if it's okay to interfere in the relationship or not. We're having an intervention, y'all.
Yeah.
Bella style.
Yeah. And now we're back to the naked selfie.
She would laugh if Brian sent her a selfie, probably because he would have to figure out how to do that.
Would he be doing? He would try to be figuring out how to do yes chants as with the selfie.
Mm-hmm. And now it's tomorrow's the wedding day, and there's everybody, Summer and Nikki and Cameron and Natty.
Apparently, they have their own rooms. Natty, you just went up to her and wanted things to change, and now you're going to try to make it. Yeah. He's like, I could have just stayed home when, you know, I don't want to have any problems. Natty doesn't want to have any problems, but, you know.
Jesus!
Natty's very bitchy and aggressive.
Yeah.
They're in Napa Valley for the wedding. It's Nikki's heaven.
She's surrounded by booze.
Now they're doing wine tasting. John and Nikki and June. Apparently John's not there because he's at Wizard World in Chicago. Apparently that's the one thing they enjoy together is drinking wine.
We noticed.
The next wine is marriage wine.
Now, no, you only get this style of tasting if you're the Bellas. Just putting that out.
Uh-huh. Nikki won in the pass on the marriage wine. The only time she'll ever pass on wine. Apparently Nikki hears the words but doesn't have the ring. Nikki's happy. She doesn't want to defend her love. There should be no other discussion, according to Nikki. Bree's like, I kind of called John a thief and how he stole your life from
you. Oh, Bree's getting popped.
Uh-huh. Bree mode. Apparently, Nikki, two episodes ago, won at Bree mode, and now she can't handle Bree mode.
Right.
Apparently, they've both changed. So,
So, okay, we're...
Yeah, where do you want to begin?
As we go to break, I think we need to at least talk about the discussion of the intervention between, you know, the Bellas and kind of before we actually talk about the actual intervention because it's coming up. Mm-hmm. I can see both sides to this because obviously the way that they cut this and the way that they show this is you can see both sides to things.
Yes.
And Nikki's side of it is she's very happy. She has the life that she wants. You know, she has the man that she wants. She has everything. You know, the only thing that she doesn't have are marriage and kids. And if she has to sacrifice those to keep the life that she has, she's okay with that.
She's come to the realization of it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's come to accept it and is kind of moving beyond it, at least in terms of marriage. Kids, she's frozen her eggs. So she's bought herself time, and it's something of once the eggs are frozen, she doesn't necessarily have to be the one to have the child. She can find a surrogate. She can do whatever. You know, she's essentially bought herself time with kids. So that's not as pressing an issue anymore. And so she's now really free to live her life kind of the way that she wants to with John, which is, you know, they enjoy drinking wine, going out to dinner, being together, and living a very luxurious lifestyle. She's happy with that. Yeah. I applaud her. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's a flip side to that.
There always is.
There always is, because the thing is like, you're happy now. How are you going to feel in 5 years? How are you going to feel in 10 years?
And that's what her mother and they were all bringing up.
Right. Is it, to me, and when we said this before on the show with this issue, it's not anything new. Mm-hmm. To me, the marriage is kind of a moot point. It's two rings and a piece of paper. It's more having the experience and going through that experience of getting married than the actual ceremony for a lot of people.
Right.
The ceremony is significant, but it's, you know, going for a girl, it's going wedding dress shopping with your mom and, you know, planning the wedding and then walking down the aisle on your father's arm. You know, we're basically experiencing that with Eva and what that experience is like. And then, you know, obviously you get married and then you have the big party and you move on with your life. But it's having those memories of doing that. And that's really what Nikki is sacrificing in terms of getting married, is that's what she's giving up, is that experience.
Right. And her sister doesn't want her to miss out on it.
No, she doesn't. And, you know, she's also giving up on having kids, at least, you know, for right now, in terms of freezing her eggs. And to me, the bigger sacrifice has always been not having children and giving up that I don't want to call it a right, but that choice, and making that decision of, you know, oh, well, to keep my man happy, which it really, that's what it feels like, I'm not going to have kids. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he doesn't want kids. And he's been open and upfront about that from the start. And she thought she could change him. And obviously, you know, that hasn't happened.
No, it clearly hasn't happened. No.
And so it's, well, okay, to keep him, I don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. But I'm going to freeze my eggs just to be safe.
We believe, yeah. Yeah.
And before she did that, it was just, I'm not going to have kids, until Bray brought up that suggestion of, oh, well, why don't you do this? And then that way you're covered. And from the family's perspective, I can see it as Nikki has made a lot of sacrifices to be with John.
A tremendous amount.
Whereas John has seemingly not made as many.
Right.
He's made strides with her in terms of the fact that they live together. They bought a place together. They have a house on the East Coast and the West Coast. They have a very nice life together. You know, he's trying to acclimate being with someone. You can tell that he's trying very hard. But there's just certain things in his personality that don't lend to that.
Right.
And you just see that with him. You know, it's like when they were talking about the divorce. He's still only, what, 2 years removed from his divorce?
Something like that, yeah.
And he got extremely uncomfortable when, you know, Nikki was like, oh, they're fighting all the time. And, you know, they got divorced. They're going to get divorced and blah, 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 blah. And John got very uncomfortable and very quickly changed the topic to tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was like, I want out of this. I don't want to talk about it because that's what I went through.
And yeah. Abort. Abort. Abort.
Abort this conversation yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. So it's like, I can see both sides of this, and from the family's perspective, Nikki is giving up more than John, and that's not fair to ask that of Nikki, to sacrifice something big like having children without wanting to make that same sacrifice in return. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the big question is if the shoe was on the other foot and Nikki asked John to not want to have children and he wanted children, would he make that same sacrifice for her? Would he give up marrying her
if that's not what she wanted? Would he just be content to be with her? If he wanted those things and she didn't, but he wanted her.
I don't think so.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. So it's like, you can see that from the family side of things, where it's like, they see that. Mm-hmm. We see that. And that's just how the way it's all being presented, is we all see that. But Nikki doesn't. And I think Nikki is a little lost in love right now, and it could be that she's just not wanting to see it.
Again, yeah, it's one of those things, you might not want to see it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, now the family is conflicted, because it's like, well, do you say something or do you not say something? And Bree's to the point where she's over it, and she wants to say something, and she's got her brother supporting her, and also later, obviously, her mother.
Right.
So it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't know if this is the best course of action. It's like, and then, you know, getting drunk at a wedding or the day before a wedding with your sister and taking shots at your sister's life choices and her boyfriend, it's like, that's not the best of things.
No, but again, Nikki was doing that to Bree about two episodes ago.
Yeah, she was. So,
payback's a bitch.
Yeah, payback is kind of a bitch, you know.
You're begging for Bree mode, now you're getting Bree mode, and Bree mode's not what you wanted.
Yeah, it's not the Bree mode you want. So we're going to have to see how this goes, but also, again, Natty and TJ, oh god, this is going to be awkward when these two just go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, as we come back from break, it's Rock's favorite shot of the Golden Gate Bridge.
I was just going to mention that. One brain.
And the hawk.
And the hawk. One brain. Anyway, Nikki tells Bree that Natty's getting a divorce. They're getting a special bottle of wine for Natty and TJ.
Wow, Bree is like completely wasted.
She's
and now they're fighting in the car.
Yeah. Complete Bree mode. She's so out of it. Wow, she's a feisty drunk. Downton Abbey trendy.
She looks really cute.
She does. You can tell this is a real sister moment right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just fucking with each other.
That's a sibling moment right there. So everyone's showing up and the rehearsal dinner, they're having fun. Everyone's in town.
They're all getting together. It's a happy moment.
Jonathan calls his mother. I just met the girl I'm going to marry. And his mother was like, does she know? And all Eva wants to do is please her father. You could tell she got her hair dyed too.
Mm-hmm. You can't have roots.
No, and you don't see any roots.
Well, you kind of do, but...
But not on the top, where it counts.
Not in the front.
Right. Bree invited TJ on the trip.
Oh my god, this is going to be... They're drinking in the car!
Uh-huh. Natty's not wearing her wedding ring. Natty thought it was going to be girls' night out. Well, Natty, I have some bad news.
And it's the twins and Natty and TJ all going to dinner. And surprise, surprise, they're still drinking.
Uh-huh. Apparently this side's wedding rings and that side's not.
She's so wasted. Oh my god.
She is so wasted, yeah.
Wow. She's like getting so attacked right now.
They brought her a devotion bottle of wine and a book of cats. Wine cats.
And now Vinny and Ariane are here.
Right, and Bree was told Natty that if I was fighting Brian, I'd make him stay in my room. You know, to fight. You have the fight and get over it. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, we have the... You remind me of your mom. No, you remind me of your dad. Natty won't get in the car with TJ.
They're acting like a bunch of 5-year-olds.
Especially Natty. TJ's actually kind of calm at the moment. Ooh. Can he have a final at the hotel and, you know. Yeah, when I kick his ass.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, these two. Oh my god. Like, I don't want to call her out.
Call her out.
I really don't, because I love Natty, but why does it feel like 90% of the problems in that marriage are coming from her?
He's mentioned that it is.
It's like she's really... She's getting increasingly aggressive.
For no reason?
Like, she's picking fights, she's being nasty, it's like... He's like just, you know, trying to deal with it, I think, and he's honestly trying to get the one. I can't tell which one's trying to keep it going.
The fighting or the marriage?
Both.
I think he wants to keep the marriage going.
I think he's honestly trying because I think he sees that it's like they can get through it, and they probably can. But it's like, somebody needs to sit her down and have a talk with her, because it's like, she's just being really bitchy and aggressive for no reason. And she doesn't see anything wrong with it. And it's like, and I'm sure there is blame for him as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to get around that. There's intimacy issues, obviously, and other things that are going on that are causing her to react like this. Because obviously we can tell that she doesn't necessarily handle stress well.
No.
And she doesn't handle high pressure situations well, which is kind of amazing considering her job.
Mm-hmm. But she's not handling this well at all.
But yeah, it's like... And on the part of the twins, it's like, why would you... Knowing that they're moving towards divorce, why would you invite them out together? Knowing that they don't want to see each other, why would you do that? That's like the most awkward dinner ever.
And Bree's in Bree mode, and that's not helping things.
And Bree's drunker than hell.
Yeah. But she's an amazing drunk. It's fantastic to watch.
Oh, she's hilarious drunk. And it's always spectacular when we get Bree mode. I mean, remember the bachelorette party? I mean, come on.
This is worse,
but yeah, she's a fun drunk.
I also can see why Daniel Bryan doesn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, but she's a fun drunk. But yeah, it's just like... Just, and I know this is all cutting, and I know this is all the way that they've edited this to make it look like it, and like I said, I'm sure there's enough blame in that marriage to go around if this isn't 100% stage, which it's not, because honestly, there's some real hostility coming out. And they're picking at each other. It's like, I know they're being paid to be actors, but they're not that good of actors.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I mean, there's some real issues coming to light in that marriage, and it's like, you know, I'm sure Natty's just feeling very scared and confused and upset, but it's like she's not handling it in a healthy manner, and she's just taking it out on anybody she can, and right now that person is TJ.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, it's like she's taking everything she's feeling, and she's just throwing it right back at him, which isn't healthy.
No, it's not.
You may want to look into that as we come back from the break, because, yeah, it's the wedding day.
Hooray!
It's finally here, the all-red wedding, not to be confused with the actual red wedding from Game of Thrones.
Game of what? This is the only one that matters. Apparently it's her mom's birthday. And they're crying because, you know, they don't even have their makeup done yet. So they're getting ready. The flowers are coming. The lights are being set up.
Or you could, you know, wear waterproof makeup.
Oh God, they're drinking before, they're pre-gaming before the wedding.
This is not going to be good. Look at the stylist, TJ Wilson.
And now it gets awkward. And now everybody's getting together, we're all hugging, we're all happy, Natty and TJ are very awkward. That dress makes Brie look really pregnant.
I don't know what's up with Brie's hair, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like the braid. It's, I think it's supposed to be further back, and it's not.
No, it makes her, yeah.
TJ!
Yeah, I don't know. The hair and the makeup, her face looks very puffy. That's just me. It's not natural. It's not,
how did they get Natty and Summer in the same bus?
I don't think Summer's the issue at this point. I think she's okay with Summer because she's in the mad with TJ right now. Hey, it's Layla. And there's all the guys in their tux with the red ties.
Yay, they're all getting along. And here she comes.
Miss All...
Brunette everything. She has a brunette wig on.
Her father likes the dress, and she's doing this for him. She's got put on the wig, so she's not redhead in the wedding. For her father, because that's how he knows her. This is
she's
her
already mom. Married to him.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes some of the pressure off. You're already married.
Yeah, but this is the you know, the moment for her father.
And we see the big reveal.
We go back to when he proposed and everything they've been through, and it's the best feeling in the world for her, and you know, he got to walk her down the aisle.
And they're one big happy family. We have an officiant.
Now they're going through their vows.
Please don't let that wig fall off.
He got hit by a truck at this point, you know. He has no words. He loves her, and, you know, now it's her turn. She's very blessed to have found Jonathan.
I want to fix that one hair. I'm sorry, I'm just... Very sweet moment with Jonathan and Eva. How's that dress staying up?
even if she doesn't become Divas Champion. That was a nice touch. That was a nice little touch they threw in there. I'll go by your approach, a lot of tape.
Yeah.
That's what you've always told me, a lot of tape.
Yeah, there's a lot of tape on that dress. And now we're going to the reception. You know, we're seeing the dinner.
And they're eating, and...
They're getting the pictures done.
Oh, Natty, shut the... Oh my God, Natty.
Natty, don't. Just sit next to him.
Natty, no. Natty, no. Natty, this is not your wedding.
Natty, stop it.
She's a...
Thank you, Ariane. Thank you.
Get her drunk. Oh, she got stuff on her dress. I can't... Bree's like, this is the wedding I thought you would have. And it's like months ago, not years, months. And that hair really does not... That braid does nothing for Bree. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, bringing up the wedding thing, and yeah. Bree's like, I can see my sister's defeated in this whole wedding thing. She wants no one else but John, and she's going to sacrifice everything for John. Bree's like, fuck being a realist. Wow.
Damn.
Harshness.
I think she's just kind of done with the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So, Okay. As we, you know, go to break. Beautiful ceremony between Jonathan and Eva.
Lovely.
She looks stunning.
She did.
I don't know how the hell the dress is staying up, but
again,
she looks stunning.
Tape. The magic,
tape.
The magic of tape.
Magic of tape, yes. So she got the memory with her father, which is what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And he will have that memory of getting to give her away. You know, they finally, their family has finally reconciled with Jonathan. They're finally accepting of Jonathan. And they've really kind of come full circle. Where originally when they were going to get married, they didn't want him. They weren't okay with him. And now he's a part of the family.
They've accepted him as one of their own.
Which is wonderful to see.
It is.
And this is great. And then there's Natty. Who, again, is acting like a five-year-old. I'm sorry.
Natty.
And TJ is acting like a five-year-old as well. Let's not put all the blame on her.
No, but what she was just doing, yeah.
Oh my god, you're at a wedding, okay? You don't scratch your name off. That's just tacky.
That's a bullshit move.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm with Ariane. I said it at the top of the show, and I'm gonna say it again. You're at a wedding? You can sit next to your husband for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, it's a reception. You can get up. You can walk around. You can talk to people. And then you sit down, you eat dinner, you generally ignore each other, or you have polite, cordial conversation with each other in front of people, and then you go off and you do your own thing.
So Lindsay, how was the steak?
Screw you, I want a divorce. No.
That's
you know,
you have,
it's
that's
just it's something
do.
Of... It's like, come on. You can suck it up for an hour. You know?
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know.
It's like, you can hate the person next to you, but it's like, in the end of the day, it's not your day. It's not your wedding. And you said you didn't want to create drama? Well, complaining about the seating chart at the wedding? You know, at the very least, if you really truly don't want to sit with your husband, just go find someone and see if they're willing to trade with you. And just say, hey, look, here's the situation, would you mind?
Yeah.
Just for a little bit. Like, if you absolutely can't stand it, but even then you shouldn't be like that. You know?
Just suck it up.
Just suck it up. I mean, seriously, come on, Natty. You're better than that.
We thought.
But we also need to talk about Nikki and Brie. And Brie getting shit-faced. Which was amazing. You know, in seeing that clip with Nikki and Brie, where they're sitting there talking, mm-hmm. Nikki's clearly irritated. She's clearly done with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But there is a part of it where it's like, I am giving up.
Yeah.
You could hear it in her voice. You could see it in her body. You could tell that it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to get what I want. He's not going to concede on this. And if I want to keep him, this is what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And that's just the cold, hard reality of it. And she's accepting that. And being happy with what she has, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, it probably makes everything infinitely easier for her now that she's done that. But at the same time, it's like, you've made that sacrifice for him. Would he make the same sacrifice for you? Does he love you that much? Because if he loves you that much, then it's completely worth it. To a degree.
Right.
And that it depends on to what degree that is for you as a person. But if he's not willing to make that sacrifice, then it's not worth it. It's just not.
I would agree with that.
It's a big thing. You know, it's something of you. You're basically sacrificing your life to this person. And dedicating your life to this person and to their wants and their needs and giving up what you want. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that's what you should do to keep someone. But if that's her choice, that's her choice, and I respect it. Mm-hmm. But just me, it's like, you should be able to be who you want to be. And that person should be able to be who they want to be, and you come together and you just accept each other as you are.
I would 100% agree with that.
And it doesn't seem like that's happening here.
You change a little, but you change for the better when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, it's something of you compromise and you decide, you know, what's best for both of you. And right now, for both of them, getting married and having kids isn't the best thing. I would agree with that. You know, now down the road, yeah, they could have it because, like, they, you know, they could change their mind and they could totally get married and Nikki froze her eggs. So, you know what? They can totally have kids. There's nothing saying they can't at this point. But it's just, it's Nikki being defeated. It's Nikki giving up. That's concerning.
Right.
Because she is very happy with John, but she's very happy right now. Because it's, they have an amazing life and she's in love with him and it's, you know, she's in love with the house and the cars and the clothes and the shoes and the money. And she's also in love with him. I'm not saying that she's not, but it's how much of the man does she love and how much of the lifestyle does she love? That's what you kind of have to question as well. Because clearly he doesn't open up a lot.
But I think he started to open up a little, and I think she's accepted what he's opened up to, and she's enjoying her, I guess she's just enjoying life.
And that's fine, but it's just raising all these questions and concerns. So, as we come back from break...
Pictures! Oh, the fun of taking wedding pictures.
Yay, wedding pictures! So...
it's time to party, and...
she's breaking out the red hair.
There's the father, all happy, and yay!
And she's got a second dress.
To go match the hair. It's time for them party, he's they're ready to get down. And now we're doing the chair, and she's giving him a dance. We have the toast and everything. Now we get the dance, and all the girls get pictures with one another, and putting over the ring designer, who happened to get the invitation to the wedding, of course.
Of course he did.
Get the free plug on television.
Probably got a nice discount, too.
Right now, they did, yeah, they did.
Oh, summer!
Uh-huh. Natty's very sad at the moment. They were so happy a year ago. And you notice they're not sitting together now. Don't you see that? Amazing. She's sitting next to Summer rather than her husband. She's reeling how much of a failure she is right now. So Natty leaves.
And TJ watches her go.
What's he supposed to... I guess the only thing would be for him to go after her, but, you know... that would cause more of a scene than anything else. So, we're in Phoenix. With the Bella brother. And the Brie Bella. I think it's intervention time.
Oh, here we go.
The behind-the-back intervention. Without Nikki knowing. With John Cena. We're laying it all on the line with John Cena.
Basically, the family's being like, put up or shut up.
He's like, he's walking into a nightmare right now.
Oh, he knows what's up.
Uh-huh. They want to voice opinions. He's like, should I order a Last Supper? Yeah, you might want to, John. He's like, oh, I'm kind of screwed right now.
He's like, oh, shit.
Sit right on the nail. Bray's like, Nikki's... tell me she's over marriage, over kids, and she's very alarmed by this. Bree's like, I feel like she's lying to herself. And John's like, I've been clear about it since day one. He's like, I've never tricked her. And her brother's like, what's your move? And John's like, I love her. But he loves his life. And his brother's like, I let her go and find what she wants.
Okay, yeah, we're just going to keep going with this, because, yeah, we'll talk about this in a minute. I want the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. we're getting right into it.
Yeah, it's basically, it's, yeah, he's treading really lightly, and I think the mom's there to represent Nikki, honestly, because mm-hmm. she's not saying anything.
Like, the ridiculous wedding that she wants. And he's like, as a kid, I wanted to be, hold a paper towel, and I wanted to be a superstar. And he gets where they're coming from, but, you know, he gets all that. Apparently they've had the conversations. It sucks he gets to be honest with her, and it's like, it kills her, him when he has to tell her, be brutally honest, that he does, it's about marriage with her.
Oh.
And now the mother's stepping in.
Yeah, the mom's there for Nikki.
Uh-huh. The mother's like, if you two want a certain thing, it doesn't mean she wants it now. At the end of the day, it's Nicole's decision.
Do you? Do you really know what she wants?
You don't decide for her. Support her. It's like, you have no idea how much this means, and yeah.
Basically, you have just screwed up your sister's relationship, is what you've done.
Yeah.
Because basically, they just told him to put up or shut up. That's exactly what they told him.
Uh-huh.
In no uncertain terms. It's,
yeah,
stop dicking around.
And, yeah. And now we're with John and Nikki. Nikki's obsessed with wine country. She has to go to wine country every 6 months. She doesn't want to go by herself, though. He's like, do you want to be by yourself? John's like, I don't know if you know you. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
He loves to spend time with her. He's very stubborn. He knows what he wants out of life. I don't know if I'm giving you the chance to find what you want out of life. He's like, I think you've really changed who you are for me, and yeah. She's like, I've sacrificed a lot for you. I think there's things you really want out of life, and she's like, sometimes those things change, and it's because of him, and you're settling because of me.
And he doesn't think that's right.
In a perfect world, she wants to be married, yes. And children, yes. And he's the biggest way of holding her down. He's not good for her.
And basically they're breaking up.
He's letting her go. Oh wow.
Okay. It's going down. All right. So, well, we're going to have some fun talking in January, but we need to talk about what just happened.
Go.
Again, I understand their concerns, and they kind of addressed it in the right way. The mother was there. She weighed in on Nicole's wants and needs and basically said, this is what y'all want. You're not taking into consideration what she wants. And she stated what she wants. She wants to be with John. That's what makes her happy. That's what she wants right now. Is to be with John. Now, in 5 years, that may not be the case. But right now, in this moment, that's what she wants. And Bree and the brother don't see it like that. And they have every right to voice that opinion to John. Mm-hmm. And they phrase it as that. This is our opinions. This is the change that we're seeing. It's a disturbing change. We don't necessarily like it. And we wanted to address it. I can agree with that. That's the right approach. Look, this is what we're seeing, and we're worried. And we want to make sure that she's getting what's best for her.
Right.
And that she's healthy, and that she really is happy, and that she's not forcing herself to be happy in a bad situation.
Right.
And making do with it. And I think he handled it properly.
Yeah.
I think he took it to heart. Mm-hmm.
clearly, because, you know, he broke up with her, or is trying to break up with her. We'll see what happens at the, you know, season premiere.
Yeah.
But it's something that I just don't know if that was necessary. It's like, you know, I don't think you need the whole family there. I don't think you need the brother there. You know, I don't think you need the mom there. It's something of, if Bree was really that concerned, you don't need to meet in public like that. It's, you can pull John aside. You can go see him and say, hey, look, I need to talk to you in private. Can we set something up?
Right.
I'm just concerned about what's going on. And this is what I'm seeing, and, you know, what's the deal?
Right.
Like, to have her brother look at John and be like, you know, well, basically, if you're not willing to marry her, then you need to let her go.
I think that's a big mistake.
That's a big mistake, because basically it's, this is the expectation of the family. We expect you to marry her. It's like, all right, we've put up with you shacking up with her for 2 years. You know, yeah, it's great. Yeah, she's happy. But if you love her, you're going to marry her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's right. You know, it's something of, like I said before, marriage is just, it's a ceremony. It's an experience for people. And the family wants that too. And they want that experience, probably as much as Nikki does. But it's like, again, it's Nikki's choice whether she wants that experience or not. Nobody should force marriage on anybody just because you want it for someone else.
Right.
And it's something of, if Nikki and John don't want to get married, at least not right now, you shouldn't try and make them. Like, yes, they've been together 2 years, and by any conventional standard, they should be married by now, but they don't want to be. And that's fine. But yeah, I just, the whole thing is, it's like, if you have concerns, definitely address them with them, but, you know, basically looking at John Cena and telling him, oh, hey, you know, either marry my sister or break up with her, because this is bullshit, that's the wrong thing to say.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
And then he goes back to Nikki, and he breaks up with Nikki, because it's like, well, this is what you want. And it's kind of forcing the issue, which they've been beating around now for 2 seasons, or actually technically 3 seasons at this point, which is, you know, the whole marriage thing, the whole kids thing. Excuse me. That, you know, they've kind of been skirting the issue and avoiding, and, you know, it kind of came to a head last season where it's John laid down the ultimatum. He doesn't want it. And they split apart, and they took a break, and he missed her, and they came back together at the beginning of this season, and now again they're breaking up. And it's him letting her go for a second time, because it's, this isn't what you want. And I don't want you to settle for something that you don't want.
Right.
And I can respect that, but it's, oh my God, it's, there's going to be melodrama, y'all. There's just going to be melodrama.
So, we've been seeing the melodrama on TV, and now you see why. It's going to explode in the second half of the season. Because, yeah, Nikki's going to find out, as we mentioned in the preview, that Nikki's going to find out that Bree caused all this.
Yep.
And I don't think she's going to be happy with her sister about it. And yeah, it's going to be interesting, and Eva has some medical issues, and
the whole Natty and TJ thing is unresolved, plus we see the addition of Paige and Alicia Fox next season, or I shouldn't say next season, but in the second half of the season. There we go.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, and it resumes on January the 4th.
So, well, I say we take off, and we come back on January 4th with at least the Rack Extra.
Sounds like a good plan.
So, you've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and, well, we will see you in the new year. Don't forget, tune into the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, every week on WildTalkRadio.com if you just want to hang out with us, because, well, we're just a ton of fun, right?
Yeah.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay. I'll see y'all later. Bye.